With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service in Arizona yesterday, Vice President J.D. Vance honored his slain friend.
You know, I can't help but think that they tried to silence my friend Charlie Kirk. They tried to silence our dear friend Charlie Kirk. And today, tonight, we speak with Charlie and for Charlie louder than ever.
Kirk's widow, Erica, announced that she forgave Kirk's alleged assassin, Tyler Robinson. A deal's in the work for TikTok. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the deal ensures data of American TikTok users is safe from Chinese control.
Oracle will serve as TikTok's trusted security provider, and they will independently monitor the safety and data security of all U.S. user data on TikTok's platform. Americans' data will be stored securely in the United States without access from China. All U.S. user data will be stored on servers operated by Oracle in the United States, protected from surveillance or interference by foreign adversaries. And the algorithm, I know this is a question many of you have had, will be secured, retrained, and operated in the United States outside of ByteDance's control.
French President Emmanuel Macron says France is officially recognizing the state of Palestine. The move came during a UN conference chaired by France and Saudi Arabia aimed at generating new support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which long precedes the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip. On Wall Street, the Dow by 66 points, the Nasdaq rose 157. This is SRN News. Americans talk about artificial intelligence in a new poll.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that a lot of people are worried about AI and how it will be used by them and on them. Most certainly, they want the new technology limited in some ways. The Pew poll reveals 73% of respondents believe AI should have no role in advising people about faith in God, and 66% do not want it to have any role in whether or not two people fall in love. Overall, Americans are pessimistic about AI. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law intended to curtail abortion pills, but at least one provider plans to keep shipping them into the state. Angel Foster, who runs the MAP, which prescribes the drugs to women in every state, says her organization will keep doing business in Texas. The MAP has shipped abortifacients to about 10,000 Texas women. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The seemingly relentless rally on Wall Street drove U.S. stocks to more records. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% after erasing a modest loss from the morning. The Dow added 0.1% and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.7%. All three indexes set an all-time high for the third straight day. NVIDIA was one of the strongest forces lifting the market after announcing a partnership with OpenAI. Oracle climbed on expectations that it will receive a copy of TikTok's algorithm as part of a deal to keep it operating in the United States. Stocks have broadly been surging since April. The Dow up 66 points today to close at 46,381. The Nasdaq gained 157 to 22,788. The S&P 500 added 29 to 6693. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.